Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone and welcome back to the 23rd episode of Praticamente Inglese. Ciao a tutti e bentornati al 23esimo episodio di Praticamente Inglese. Today I'm going to speak about the hiring process. And I'm trying to speak only in English, and maybe at the end I will try to translate a few words in Italian so you can maybe understand better what I just said during the episode. So let's get started. So if you want to find a job, you need to search for job postings, maybe online. So you go on the internet and you look for a portal, a job search website or a job search portal. So then you look for a specific role. For example, you are a marketing manager, and so you want to find a job posting about a marketing manager role. So then you filter this search with you filter the search by location. So you maybe are located in Milan, for example. So you look for a marketing manager role in Milan, okay? So then after that, you will see a few listings of jobs about marketing manager roles. So what do you do? You pick one, maybe because there is a big company offering you this job. And you really would like to work for a big company, a multinational company, a very strong brand. So you pick this job posting and you are going to apply for the role. So what do? You press on apply and then you upload your resume or your CV. Inside the CV, you have all your experience, your education, what you have done during the past 10, 15, 20 years, your skills, and so forth. Okay, so you upload your CV, your resume, and then you send the email or you apply automatically. Okay, and then you wait for someone to get back to you saying, "Hey, Mattia, nice CV. I really would like to talk with you and I want to set the first interview." Maybe the first interview could be a Skype interview, a Zoom interview today. Nowadays, it's very popular Zoom. So you schedule a first interview, and with whom? With the HR, the HR manager, the HR specialist, the recruiter, the headhunter. So you have different roles, different people that recruit for jobs around the web. So you schedule this first interview. For example, let's schedule the interview on Wednesday at 10 a.m. So in the morning on Wednesday, you will have this interview. They'll send you by email the link to get through. You start the interview with the recruiter. Usually, everything starts like this. "Hi, Mattia, how's it going? I hope you had a good day. Where are you now? How's the weather there? You do this kind of, you break the ice at the beginning, no? And then they will ask you, okay, tell me about yourself. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me about your previous experience. Are you working right now, or you are unemployed right now? So they are trying to find different things on you to see who you are. Okay, so you go usually for this first step of interview with an HR specialist and a recruiter. Then, if your interview went well, you will be invited for a second interview. Usually, the second interview is with someone that, I don't know, could be the department manager, for example. If I was applying for a marketing manager, the second interview could be with the marketing director of the company. This could be with someone who will be my boss as soon as I get the job. And if everything goes well, also in the second interview, I will maybe receive an offer, or maybe I will be invited for the third and last interview, maybe with the CEO of the company, with the COO of the company, or someone from the top management who has to say, okay, I like this guy, I like his attitude, I like his experience, I think he will bring us experience, he will bring us more skills, whatever, okay? So usually you have two or three steps of interviews that you need to go through to receive at the end an offer, a job offer. So they will send you an email after that and they will tell you, okay, Mattia, you could your contract will start from, I don't know, the 1st of January 2021. Your salary would be, I don't know, 30,000 euros per year. And all those will be your benefits, no? So you have the company, I don't know, the company welfare, you will have the company car, or any sort of benefits you may have during the new job, okay? So you can accept the offer, or you can turn it down, the offer. So you have these two options, because maybe the salary is not enough, you were expecting a little bit more, and so forth, okay? So that's it. I mean, I was trying to explain you how is the hiring process in an enormous situation. This is, I picked this from my own experience. When I was living in London, I had quite a few interviews because I was changing my job every 2 years, let's say. And I was looking for new roles in new companies. Every time I was going through this hiring process. Ho parlato esclusivamente in inglese. Vediamo come va questa volta. Vediamo se avete capito un po' di cose. Vi voglio soltanto segnalare alcuni, diciamo, dei termini che ho usato all'interno di questo episodio, che sono job search, job listings, job posting, cioè tutti i post per, diciamo, che vengono postati per trovare lavoro, no? Dove viene identificato un ruolo che si sta cercando e viene messo normalmente in questi portali o questi siti che aggregano queste richieste di ruoli, eccetera, eccetera. Poi ho detto resume, CV, che non è altro che, come da noi, il curriculum vitae, che importantissimo per far vedere un po' quelle che sono le tue skills, experience, education, quindi l'esperienza che hai, lavorativa passata, che tipo di formazione hai avuto, eccetera, eccetera. Poi ho parlato delle persone che normalmente fanno queste interview, che sono l'HR specialist, l'HR manager, quindi HR sta per human resources e non è altro che il dipartimento del personale, in Italia si direbbe il dipartimento del personale, e, oppure il headhunter, il cacciatore di teste, colui che cerca ruoli magari un pochino più elevati, non basici, oppure ho parlato anche del recruiter, quindi il reclutatore, che è un'altra tipologia di persona che potreste, diciamo, incontrare. E durante l'interview, nella seconda normalmente interview, si parla con il capo del dipartimento, che poi normalmente è sempre il tuo capo, o comunque qualcuno che fa riferimento al capo del dipartimento, che potrebbe essere il head of the department, the director of the department, the vice president of the department. Il dipartimento potrebbe essere quello del marketing, del sales, delle operations, eccetera, eccetera. E poi spesso c'è una third interview, una terza e ultima, che è quella che viene fatta con l'amministratore delegato, il presidente o il general manager, o comunque il ruolo apicale della compagnia. Ovviamente anche qui dipende dal tipo di ruolo, perché se sei, diciamo, uno che parte dal basso, normalmente non ha l'interview con il top management. Se invece entri con un ruolo già un pochino più elevato, è probabile che tu l'abbia. E poi c'è la job offer, quindi c'è l'offerta, e dove ti viene detto che hai passato tutti gli step, che puoi iniziare. Cosa non vi ho detto? Che potrebbe esserci una cosiddetta notice. You need to give your notice to your previous employer. Dovresti dare, come dire, preavviso al tuo precedente, datore di lavoro, usually 30 days, that could be also 60 days, quindi normalmente 30 o 60 giorni, dove tu comunque hai già anticipato che se dovessi prendere il ruolo non puoi andare nella nuova compagnia prima di 30 giorni o di 60 giorni, perché devi avvisare, devi dare il preavviso al tuo precedente datore di lavoro. And so this is the hiring process. Maybe next time, in the next episode, I will tell you a little bit more about the questions during an interview and how you should reply to those questions. Quindi nel prossimo episodio magari parliamo di quali sono le normali domande che vengono fatte durante un interview e quali dovrebbero essere le risposte, perché ormai ci si fa un po' il callo su quelle che sono anche le risposte da dare, il metodo per dare queste risposte, because you need to also you need to show your attitude, la tua attitudine devi far vedere, no? Or the fact that you have studied about the company, the brand, che hai studiato sul brand, sulla compagnia per cui per cui stai cercando di entrare, no? E così via. Maybe in the next episode we'll talk about this. So the questions during a job interview. So I hope you liked the new way of doing the episode. So I'm going to speak only in English for the first 7, 8, 9 minutes, and then maybe we're going to touch only the points, the words that we have used during the episode. Quindi questo è il nuovo modo che mi piacerebbe fare, parlare molto di più in inglese e poi alla fine magari andare soltanto a specificare quelle che sono le parole un pochino più particolari dell'episodio in questione. So guys, have a great day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye bye.
Segui i podcast di Voice sulla tua app di podcast preferita. E se sei un utente Prime, ascoltalo senza pubblicità su Amazon Music.